Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Hi, welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. I'm Marianne DeLuca, Melillo di Felice, and as always, I always thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life. So, let's go right to the phones, I believe. Good morning. Welcome to my show. Okay, goodbye. So, welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. 203-661-5051 is our number here. 203-661-5051. Today is National Pizza Day. Okay? Every day is something. I think they just make these things up, actually. And if anyone wants to call me and tell me what their favorite pizza is, what is your favorite pizza? What are your favorite toppings? 203-661-5051. I will put a prize on my desk for you to come down and get, or I will send it to you. So 203-661-5051. What is your favorite topping on your pizza? Okay? It's cold out, right? It got so cold. I mean, we got so spoiled this week, I think, a few days. It was nice. Even at night, it was nice. But we did. We definitely got a little spoiled this week. So here we go. Give me a call, 203-661-5051. You could win a set of eyelashes. Beautiful and amazing lash in Ridgeway. You could win a wash and blow dry by Jody Arrico at Salon 221 in Kaskab. Tommy Arrico called last week. He is the best. He is the nicest guy ever. How'd you do with Super Bowl? Were you happy with the results? Were you happy that the Patriots won? My daughter's fiance, is a huge Patriots fan. He was jumping up and down like a crazy guy. We didn't watch it with him because he likes to watch it alone. And Leah called me and he's yelling and yelling and yelling. There's obviously that's the reason why he wanted to watch it alone. But needless to say, he was very happy. So what are your thoughts on the Super Bowl? So, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 203-661-5051. For my little friend out there.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair. And walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. Lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs? The summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
You You know, I could use some more warm summer wind right now. Even though I love the winter. I do love the winter. I don't know if anyone else does. I love it. But just, you know, around March, you know, I don't know. It just starts getting a little bit long. But I love the winter. I love it to be snowed in and real cozy. I love that. Okay, let's go right to the phones because someone else likes the summer wind. Hi, hon.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Hon, it is cold today.
I know.
Nobody is missing summer more than me.
Exactly, because you love the summer wind. I know that. I know that. As does Rocco. As does Rocco. But it's cold out. But I mean, if I was home tonight and it was like, you know, 10 degrees or whatever and had a little fire going, it was cozy, I would love that. But it's cold. And some people, you know, some people don't have the warmth that everyone has that are less fortunate. It's very sad. It's hard to get warm when you're so cold. But anyway, it's cold out today. We've been spoiled the past couple of days, Steve.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. This is normal winter weather.
Yeah.
Thank God there's no snow on the ground.
We're supposed to get some snow, though.
I hope Monday. Monday.
I know. You know me. I want a blizzard. Okay, hon. So recipe of the week, Steve. How are you today? You're good?
I am good.
Good? And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go. You're good.
Well, it's like an Italian jambot, but it's a little bit different.
Do you have a name?
But it's in the shazuka. Spicy shazuka.
Shazuka?
Shakshuka.
Shazuka. Is that Russian?
I'm not going fast.
You're right. You're not rushing. You're absolutely right, Steve. Wow. Okay. Spicy shazuka. What does shazuka mean? What does that mean, shazuka?
It's another word for jambot, though.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only word I understand.
Spicy jambot. Okay. Well, it's like a stew of jambot. I love it. I hope most people love it, too. Hey, Steve. Today is National Pizza Day.
Oh, really? I got to have pizza tonight, then.
So listen, so I'm asking everyone to call in, not that the phones are ringing off the wall, and tell me their favorite topping on the pizza.
Oh, wow.
So you tell everyone your favorite topping, because I love zinger. Well, I love the hot oil and the stingers. That's what I love, but go ahead.
I used to love it fully, fully loaded, but you know what? If it's done right, and the, you know, the sauce is brought to the edge and the cheese is brought to the edge. Well done. That's all I need. I don't need pepperoni anymore. I don't need sausage anymore. I don't need onions.
You don't need
zingers is a good touch. You... I can't throw away the zingers. I love zingers and hot oil myself.
And you like the alige?
Oh, I do. I mean, that's without saying. And you don't even have to cook that stuff on the pizza. I'll put it on after the pie has been delivered, and I'll just throw that stuff on there.
And you love
the anchovies.
Mm. Oh. You love
that's
that.
That's all I really need.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to the spicy shazuka.
Wow. Well, it's done in a big cast iron skillet, you know, my big cast iron skillets. Uh-huh. And I could start off with ingredients. And one of the most important ingredients is the onions, the bell peppers, the fresh chopped minced garlic, ground cumin, a little bit of smoked paprika, like just a teaspoon, a pinch of kosher salt, Hunt's tomato paste, like only 2 tablespoons. So I'll give you all the ingredients with the measurements. And then to finish this thing off, we're going to say the green chilies, a can of Hunt's diced tomatoes, undrained. You need that water, and you need those chopped up tomatoes in a can.
Okay.
A quarter cup of water, 4 large eggs. So you want an egg in every corner of the frying pan, so it gives it the look. And then you have a quarter cup of feta cheese, the fat, the reduced fat feta cheese, if you can. Not that there's not enough fat in here. A quarter cup of fresh cilantro, coarsely chopped, of course. And 4 pita flatbreads, about 6 inch. And this is only like 348 calories per serving. I mean, that's pretty good. So, to get further into this recipe, you want to spray that cast iron skillet with some Pam or some cooking spray so nothing sticks to it. Add the onions, the bell pepper. Stir it 5 to 7 minutes. And then just until the onions begin to brown, reduce the heat to medium. Cook 8 to 10 minutes until the bell pepper is softened, stirring occasionally. Then the next step would be to add the garlic, the cumin, the paprika, the salt. Stir all that stuff in for 1 minute. Mix the tomato paste, a couple of tablespoons of tomato paste. Cook another half a minute longer. Stir in both cans of tomatoes and water. Bring to a boil. Reduce the heat, medium, low, and simmer uncovered for 10 minutes. So you want to bring all that stuff to boil. And then you want to lower it to medium and simmer it again for another 10 more minutes. And then just make sure you, when you put those eggs in, you put them in each, what do you call that, tic-tac-toe. So you put one egg in every, even though there's no corners in a frying pan, you want the 4 eggs in there in each corner of the frying pan for show, and then it kind of like just sinks into all that mixture.
That and sounds good.
Yeah, so then you would just cook it for another 8 to 10 minutes longer until the egg whites and the yolks are done as you like them. So if you like your eggs well done, you leave them in longer. If you like them a little not so well done, just lightly cooked, I mean, you got to cook those eggs the way you like them. And if you did like an 8 to 10 minute cook, most people would be happy with that, I'm sure. And again, the prep time in minutes is probably only 20 minutes. The total cooking time is only less than an hour, like 45 minutes. There's only 13 ingredients in there. And this whole thing will serve 4 people. So each people get a quarter. You get an egg in every quarter with all the other goodies that are mixed in there that I mentioned. And I'll give you complete details. I'll fax that over to you. So anybody that wants the recipe, they could just look right at the sheet. And it's self-explanatory. Once you have the sheet, you can, no way possible, mess up this whole recipe. And I had it last night. You weren't home last night. You were busy. And I had it last night, and then I ate a quarter last night, and I took a quarter to work today for lunch.
And you saved me some.
Well, the other half is yours.
Oh, thank you.
I will not touch that. So when you come over to get the dog or look at the dog or play with the dog,
Yeah. When
you come over, I'll have that all ready to go for you. All you got to do is nuke it or heat it slowly in a frying pan.
All right.
At Mommy's, and you could heat it at the house if you want.
I probably can't wait to get to Mommy's. I'll probably just do it there at our house. Excuse me.
And I gotta tell you, man, I wanted to eat the whole thing. I just couldn't fit it.
So you think it would be really good with a nice soft piece of Italian bread?
Oh, if you are a bread eater.
Ugh.
This is the perfect bread dish, whether it be breadsticks or well-done French bread or Italian bread. With the with the insides in, with the insides out, any way you like your bread.
Right.
If you're a bread person, this is the perfect, perfect bread dish. And if you do have bread with it, you only need a quarter.
Oh my gosh, bread and nice.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive.
Yeah. Nice glass of red wine. Oh, sounds delicious. I'm so glad you cook. When I get
passion.
I know, I get in the kitchen, Steve goes, what are my two words? Get out. I love it.
Get out.
So, okay.
It's a movie. Get out.
Speaking about movies, I heard The Green Book is supposed to be excellent.
Oh.
Leah and Ray went to see it, and Charlie and Lisa Trombetta went to see it, and the four of them said it was an absolutely wonderful movie.
Oh, wow. So it's worth seeing then.
Yeah, and I think it's up for a couple of Academy Awards.
Because who's more critical than those guys?
Oh.
Still worse than the Oscar people.
Oh, my gosh. So you know it has to be good. They go to Norwalk, though. They like to go to the movie theater in Norwalk, where they changed, they renovated it, and they have the seats that recline. That's where they like to go.
Well, it is more enjoyable.
I don't care.
Do they like their buttered popcorn with that, or they don't do that stuff? They're all health nuts.
No, Leah gets the caramel popcorn. The hot caramel?
Caramel popcorn. Oh, my God. That sounds disgustingly good.
And disgustingly fattening. But that's what they like. So, okay, this is called Spicy Shakshuka?
Yes, S-H-A-K-S-H-U-K-A. You could look it up online. There'll probably be a lot of different ways they do it, but I'll fax over the recipe. So if anybody wants it, it's spelled out. And I even left a picture in it so you can see how the eggs are positioned in this frying pan.
Oh,
every
nice.
Quarter.
And you know, Steve, some people turn their nose up to leftovers. Right? I love leftovers. Not that it's about me. I shouldn't keep saying I, but I do. I love leftovers. I mean, it's just the way it is. Never
well,
leftovers.
We're a perfect, I agree. We're a perfect couple. I love to cook, and you love to eat.
Absolutely. Couldn't ask. Like a hand in glove. Like a hand in glove. And if it's leftover, to me, it tastes even better. So nothing, that never bothers me. Nope. All right. So, Steve, again, your favorite pizza is?
I like a plain cheese pizza. Well done. However, I will go for the the Red Hots.
What, the Aliche?
And the Aliche.
Okay, so do you know the pizza that was named after a queen? Do you know what the name of the pizza is?
Elizabeth?
Well, it was named after Queen, the pizza that we eat. No, it's not Elizabeth. It's a pizza named after a queen. I just missed it. Are you kidding? National Pizza Day. Here we go.
I'm curious.
Margarita.
Oh, margarita pizza. No cheese, just sauce.
See? Named after the queen, Margarita. Now, if I could find...
Here we go.
Now, if I could find...
I didn't know that was the queen's name.
Imagine?
I usually know those things.
Oh, come on.
As I get older, I'm getting dumber.
Well, don't blame...
Lucky I remember my middle name.
Steve, don't blame that on your age, hon. Excuse me. All right, hon. Well, listen, it was so good. Why is this happening? Why?
What happened?
I'm trying to get all the questions for the pizza, and my phone is not cooperating. All right, so you have a good day. Here we go. Did pizza originate in Italy? In Italy?
No, I believe that's an American dish. If I'm correct.
Uh huh.
I believe pizza was invented here in the United States.
All right, let me see what I'm doing over here. Was added. However, earlier versions made flattened bread were eaten. Actually, it's saying that. Italy, Egypt, Italy, and Greece.
Is that right? Wow. I know Greece likes to make the pan pizza.
That's what it's saying. Yeah, flatbread.
And a thick crust.
Imagine.
An Italian likes to make the thin crust.
King
or whatever.
In 1889, King Umberto and his wife Queen Margherita traveled to Naples, where they made the pizza named after her, which is a margherita pizza. See that?
Well, I'm impressed.
Right.
Yeah, I happen to like margarita.
I do too. I like that too. Anyway, okay, there you go.
I could live on pizza.
What is the most popular day of the year to eat pizza? I'm going to put this out to my caller, Steve. So I love you dearly, but you got to go.
Oh, I'm bumming. Well, we're having pizza for lunch today.
Are you?
So, yeah.
What kind are you having?
The boss is buying us pizza.
Oh,
so I'll have a couple slices today.
Oh, say hi to Leon and Sal for me, okay?
I certainly will say hello to Leon and Sal.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. And Benji. And Andrew.
Oh, absolutely. Benji. Oh, Andrew, of course.
And Anthony and John. Johnny.
All right. Now I got to make a list.
Now you have to say hello to everyone. All right, honey. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Okay. 203-661-5051. What is the most popular day of the year to eat pizza? 203-661-5051. Come on. What is the most popular day of the year to eat pizza? I will send you, poor John Nelson, I'm going to send it out this week. John, please believe me. I will send you a gift certificate for $20 towards a dinner at Zodi's Restaurant in Stamford, Connecticut. $20 gift certificate towards a dinner at Zodi's Restaurant. $20 gift certificate. 203-661-5051. Tommy Rico, call me and tell me the most popular day to eat pizza. You invited me over that day. 203-661-5051 is our number here in the studio. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. Hold on, here's the phone's ringing. Hi, welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good.
Good.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
Columbus Day.
No, that's a great answer, because Columbus, Christopher Columbus, Italian. It is not Columbus Day, though, Don.
It is not.
But listen, call back. Keep calling back.
Okay, and the favorite pizza is actually a Hawaiian pizza with the pineapples and the ham. It's delicious.
You love that pizza?
Yep.
Favorite pizza. Okay, Don, you just won a $20 gift certificate towards dinner at Zodi's.
At Zodi's?
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, Don, do me a favor, please.
Yep.
Call my phone. And leave me your 203-869-1490, press in extension 100. That's me.
Okay.
And then leave me your name and address, and I will send it to you.
You got it.
Okay. And if you think of the day, call back.
I'll call you back.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hey. It's not Columbus Day. 203-661-5051. You can win a $20 gift card to any dinner off at Zodi's Restaurant. Win an eyelash. You have a special day coming up, your birthday, you're going to somewhere. You can win that beautiful set of eyelashes, that amazing lash. And I can also send you a ticket for $10 off the next one. Or you can win a wash and blow dry. Jody Arrico, Salon 221 in Coscop. She's the nicest, and Tommy is the night. They are the nicest people ever. And they're in Coscop, Salon 221. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning. Welcome to my Italian Hour.
Marianne?
Yes?
Is the day Valentine's Day?
Oh, you're so sweet. It is not Valentine's Day.
Okay.
What is your name?
It's Lena.
Hey, Lena, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Lena.
I thought maybe it was Valentine's Day, being it was so close.
I know, honey. It is not Valentine's Day, but Lena, do me a favor. Call 203-869- 1490.
Okay, 869 1490.
And then plug in extension 100.
Extension 100.
And then leave me your name and address.
Okay.
Okay, honey?
91490 extension 100.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Lynn, and thank you. How are you? How are you? Good?
I'm good. I'm good. How's your family?
My family's wonderful. Thank you for asking. They're all good, you know.
I get a kick out of Steve giving the recipes out.
He loves doing it.
I know he does.
And he does love cooking, so that's
yeah.
the fact.
And, that's a plus for you.
It is a plus for me, you know, and he's just so bone to bone, you know. He's like a piece of bread. He's so soft,
yeah.
you know. So easy.
I know, he's a good guy.
Thank you.
So, okay. Marianne, I'll give that call.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
All right. Have a great day.
Say hello to Dave for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. It's not Columbus Day. It is not Valentine's Day. 203-661-5051. What is the most popular day of the year to have pizza, to eat pizza? We'll take a quick break, and then I'll come back with some more songs and hopefully your phone calls. WGCH.com and 1490 WGCH.com, anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Sunny, breezy, and colder for today. Highs will be near 35, mostly clear. A cold night tonight with lows 15 to 20. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs around 35. Morning clouds on Monday, then partial sunshine. Highs 35 to 40. We'll see snow developing on Tuesday, mixing with sleet towards evening. Highs near 35. Sleet and rain changing to rain and freezing rain before ending midday Wednesday near 45. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. It's that time of year again, and by that, I mean tax time. Greenwich Library can help. The library has an assortment of Connecticut, New York, and federal forms available for you to take, and librarians can assist you in tracking down forms from other states or previous years. Are you the do-it-yourself type? The library has many tax prep guides available from trusted sources such as H&R Block and J.K. Lasser. If you need a little help preparing your taxes, free tax assistance will be provided by the AARP Foundation every Saturday at the main library from now until April 13th. Assistance is available from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. Please bring photo ID along with all income information, any W-2s, and last year's tax return. Please call the library at 622-7910 if you have any questions. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH.
And welcome back to Marianne's Italian Hour. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Good.
Is it Thanksgiving Eve?
That's a very good answer. Unfortunately, it's not the correct one.
Was it a holiday? I missed part of what you said.
Was it a holiday? No.
Oh, you said what? No, what day?
Yes.
Is the most popular day to have pizza?
To have pizza, according to this pizza.
Well, I know a lot of people, you know, before Thanksgiving, because they're cooking and stuff, they have pizza.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It really does.
Okay.
All right, so Steve.
Oh, so I used to be friends with your brother-in-law, John.
Oh, did you?
Yes, like many years ago when I was a teenager.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, Johnny's in Florida now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be darned. And I met Wayne and stuff.
Wayne's still around, but he's moving to Florida.
Who Wayne is?
He's the baby of the five boys. He's the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh, and then Stephen. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, but Steve, call this number.
All right.
203.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
869.
1490. 1490.
And then press in extension 100 and leave me your name and address so I could send you a gift certificate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
I'm sorry?
What do you press after the, you do 1490?
100.
100?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for calling and listening.
All right.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, and welcome to my Italian Hour.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Could it be Super Bowl Day?
It is Super Bowl Day! Congratulations!
Thank you. You know, Marianne, what I'd love you to do some days?
Tell me.
Have a show when you have all the real old Italian songs, like the Tarantella, the Vicino Mares, all those real, real old ones, if you could get those recordings. I think that would be a nice touch to your Italian show.
I would love to do that. Now, so yeah. What is your first name, please?
Jan.
What is it?
Jan.
Jan. Hi, Jan. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And thank you for listening to my show. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, well, I always listen to it every Saturday. I love your show, and I love your mother. God bless her. Yeah, she sounds like a beautiful, beautiful lady.
She is. Thank you so much for saying that. Yeah. She really, really is, and she's my queen. She really is. She's a beautiful woman.
They say that you're a reflection of what she has been, and what she has done for you. So that says a lot.
Thank you very much. Yeah. She is a lady from the word go.
Yeah.
She always carries her rosary beads, and she never wears pants. And she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And then
I'm praying for her to make it to 100.
Oh, thank you, Jan.
You know, Gendano.
Gendano. Gendano. Yeah. She'll be 95 in May, and she is my inspiration.
Yeah.
Very religious.
And to a lot of other people, too, when I've heard her on the radio.
Yes, and you know, she respects her mother and father almost every day.
Yeah. Well, part of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Yeah.
And she talks
about... You should have her on more often.
You know what?
I think she would inspire a lot more people, really. She really is, she has great philosophy and I think great lessons for a lot of the young people.
And she does. And so many of my friends still to this day always come over and they sit in the room with my mother. And say, come on, Grandma Flo.
Yeah.
Come on, Grandma Flo. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's talk.
Right.
And it makes me feel good that they love my mother.
Yeah, and I think what's wrong today is that not many people respect the older generation. And I think a lot of people, young and old, can learn from the really old because they've been through an awful lot. And so maybe we could learn from their experiences and save ourselves some problems.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
How beautifully put. Isn't that true, Jan?
Right, right.
You know, the old days, you know, I wish I could open my kids' heads and put in the information that I know from my mother's growing up into their heads. But it's a shame this generation will really never know.
I know.
And that's sad.
And it's too bad. It's too bad because they could save themselves so many problems, and they think about it later, and they think, I wish I had listened. I wish I had done that.
That's right.
But it's too late then. They should listen as they go along.
It's very true. Well, my kids get a kick out of my mother.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll ask her my mother things just so my mother will answer them, and then they laugh, and they laugh, and my mother laughs, and it's beautiful to see it, because they're very lucky they still have their grandmother. You know, some people don't.
That's right. And they can learn from each other. Your mom can learn some things from them as well as they can learn from her.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good.
That's good. Thank you, Jan. That's very nice
of you. Well, you have a great weekend, though.
And God bless you. And thank you for calling, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay,
have a
honey.
Good day.
You too,
bye-bye.
Honey. God bless
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a nice woman. God bless you, Jan. What a beautiful phone call. Thank you very much. So, yes, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, my God, I didn't take down her address. Jan, if you can, call me back. I'll tell you. That's about me. 203-661-5051. Jan, please call me back. 203-661-5051 so I could send you your gift certificate. 203-661-5051. Okay, let's go right to the... Let's do this. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play another song? Okay, let's not play another song.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave.
Mr. Dean Martin.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Memories
you gave
made of this.
The memories you gave.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me. Then the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days,
flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor.
With his blessings from above,
you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life, man.
Sweet, sweet.
Memories you gave made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Man, memories are made of this. Your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore. Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, Bella Mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Return to me.
And hi, everybody. I'm breaking up Return to Me with a beautiful song by Mr. Dino Martino. I have kept my dear friend Karen on the phone, and she loves to give recipes, but hers are not as intricate as Stephen's. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Karen is an amazing, amazing hairdresser at Trendsetters, who I've been to several, many, many times. She's amazing. I actually walk out, feel like a different person. You know, Karen, I walk in as Marianne, and I think I leave as, I don't know, Sophia. How are you, Karen?
Funny, I'm good.
So, Karen, what are we cooking today? Karen's amazing cook.
Let's see. Last night I made chicken piccata.
Really
easy.
Okay, let's hear it. I love those.
I get my chicken already pounded. You know, it's a scallopini.
Right, right.
So I go to the butcher and I get that. And then I take some oil in my frying pan and I lightly dredge the chicken in flour. Then I put it in the frying pan, brown it on both sides, remove it, take about a half a cup of wine, throw that into the hot pan, it sizzles. Then I add some lemon juice, some capers, let that reduce down a little bit. Then I add about a tablespoon and a half of butter, and let that melt and cook down. And then I put my chicken back in, let the chicken warm up. And I serve it, and I made alio ole with it. So good. So I served it with alio ole. That's so easy. It's just like 8 cloves of garlic.
Right.
Half a cup of olive oil, fresh parsley, and that's about it. Salt, pepper, and I've served it over angel hair.
Oh, Karen.
Yummy.
I have to move next to you. Oh, Karen. So the first one was chicken piccata, you said, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you pound the chicken.
Yes. Oh, lemon juice, too. I forgot the lemon juice.
Oh, the lemon juice?
Yeah, juice about half a lemon to three quarters of a lemon.
All right, so Karen, you pound the chicken and you put it in flour.
Yes, you dredge it in flour, both sides. Olive oil into the pan.
Olive oil.
Add your chicken and brown it.
Okay. Then you add the lemon juice?
Yeah, first, you take your chicken out of the pan.
Right.
Then I add wine.
Oh, that's
so good. The alcohol kind of disappears. It gets boiling, cooking. And then I'll put in capers, yes, and lemon juice. If you have a small lemon, do the whole lemon. I had a really big lemon, so I did about a half, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
You could even slice a lemon up and throw it into the pan, make it look nice.
Oh, it sounds delicious. And I love capers.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do too.
I love capers.
And, yeah, so it's lemon, wine, and then butter towards the end after everything is done. Melt some butter in there, tablespoon and a half of butter, and put your chicken back into the sauce.
Karen, how easy is this?
It's so easy.
You know, you might have to, and I hate to say this to my husband because it's so good, you might have to replace Steve, okay? Because I love my husband. I love all the dishes he makes, but they're so long, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and he's in the kitchen, and he's talking to himself, and he's in the kitchen oh, my gosh.
He's a good cook, though.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I ask him for stuff.
I know you do. Uh-huh. You're so good. And you're the good cook, my God.
Yeah.
Bud doesn't know how lucky he is.
Uh-huh.
And then you made the alio.
Yes.
So easy, right, Kara?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And Steve likes to use a lot of garlic, do you?
Yeah, I used, they called for 8 cloves. I think I used 10. And I chopped them all up, chop them up fine.
Chop up garlic.
And cook the oil and the garlic on low, because the garlic will burn. So you want to cook it 5 minutes on low, or maybe a little bit more.
Okay. Well, that sounds so good.
But you never want burnt garlic.
No.
No, horrible.
And I like the way it looks when it's just like getting nice and caramelized.
Yeah.
I like the way that, and I love the way blue. It smells. Smells fills the whole house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the garlic. Yep.
Okay, Karen.
My breath smells like.
I know. Me too. Not good. Not good. So, chicken piccata. And linguine aglio.
Yep.
Perfect, Karen. Now, okay. Karen, try not to book any people next week, okay? Listen to me telling her not to make money. Right, Karen?
Okay. All right.
So that was easy, Karen.
Yeah, that was easy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Marianne.
All right. So I'll see you during the week.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Karen.
All
love
right.
you. Love you, love you.
You.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Karen Tunick, she is the best. An amazing, amazing cook. In the summer, she makes shrimp in aluminum foil on the grill with the butter and the garlic. She has to tell you about that. Okay, let's play a song. Let's play a song. Now, why am I having trouble with this today? Oh.
Again, you belong to me.
All right, I don't know what I'm doing, obviously. Okay, Robin. My mother called Jan, and she said, thank you so much for the beautiful compliments. It brought tears to her eyes, and thank you. She adores her mother every day. And, Mom, I'm playing this for you. My father used to play this on the accordion to my mother.
Al di là del bene più prezioso, ci sei tu.
It's for you, Ma. I love you.
Al di là del sogno più ambizioso, ci sei tu. Where you walk, flowers bloom. When you smile, all the gloom turns to sunshine, and my heart opens wide. When you're gone, it fades inside and seems to have died. Al di là, I wondered as I drifted where you were. Al di là, the fog around me lifted. There you were. And the kiss that I gave was the love I had saved for a lifetime. Then I knew all of you was completely mine. Al di là del mare più profondo, ci sei tu. Al di là dei limiti del mondo, ci sei tu. Al di là della volta infinita, al di là della vita, ci sei tu. Al di là. Ci sei tu per me, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la.
My mother just called. She said she was crying. Love you, Mom.
We meet again.
Getting ready to go, guys.
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Smiling through.
just like you used to do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. So won't you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know, as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Oh, music, maestro, please. So won't you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know, as you saw me go, I was singing this song, singing this song.
Show is over, everyone. Thank you all so much, Steve and Karen and Don and everyone for calling. Jan, what a beautiful message. God bless you all, and never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them.
Signing off.
You're listening to the Voice of Greenwich, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Seattle snows. I'm Christopher Cruz. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is announcing at this hour that she's running for president.
Spread rumors and fear about the strikers. One factory owner even paid a guy to plant sticks of dynamite around town.
Warren is speaking in Lawrence, Massachusetts now. She'll then head to New Hampshire and Iowa. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is campaigning today in South Carolina. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is in Iowa. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has declared a state of emergency as the Pacific Northwest deals with a pounding snowfall, whipping winds, and frigid air. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam this morning.
Some of the snowfall totals in and around Seattle have topped over a foot. This is outside of the city center of Seattle, by the way, but the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport set a daily record snowfall event yesterday, 6.4 inches. The last time they saw over 8 inches was back